If you were to wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning and shake me and say, Emma, you need to say one pasuk, just one pasuk, I promise you it would be Lechacha, Me'artzacha, Mimoladetcha, Mibeis Avicha, El Ha'aretz Asher Ereka. Now, I wish I could tell you it's because I'm such a Torah scholar, because Parshas Lechacha is my favorite Parsha. In reality, what happened when I was in elementary school was my teacher had a baby at the beginning of the year, and the only material she left for the teacher was the first pasuk of Lechacha. She ended up being out for much longer than she expected, but I just remember for days and weeks repeating Lechacha, Me'artzacha, Mimoladetcha, Mibeis Avicha, El Ha'aretz Asher Ereka. So that is how we start off this week's Parsha, with Hashem's command to Avraham. Lech lecha vayomer Hashem el Avram. Note, it is still Avram. It is not yet Avraham. Vayomer Hashem el Avram. Lech lecha me'artzecha. Mimoladzcha, you should leave your land from the place where you were born. Mibeis avicha, from your father's home. El ha'aretz asher ereka. Hashem is presenting Avraham with this test. Avraham, I am commanding you, leave from your land and go to the place, leave everything you know, your birthplace, your father's home, and go to the place where I will show you. And we know this is most definitely one of the tests of Avraham, is Avraham, who at this point is one of the sole monotheists. Yes, there are the people that Avram and Sarah, they bring with them, the Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, but they are the leaders of monotheism at this time. They are putting a lot on the line to follow this God that they alone believe in at this point. And they are going to trust in Hashem. Not that Hashem says to them, I'm going to give you the address, you put it in Waze, and when you get there, we'll meet up there. Hashem says, leave everything you know and trust in me to leave and go wherever it is I will show you. Blindly, you don't know where you're going. I'm not giving you an address. I'm not giving you a destination. Wherever it is that I take you to, you will go to. However, not to be a little bit of a spoil sport, but is it possible that Avraham had already left at this point? That we have this big grand commandment from God, Lech lecha me'artzecha, leave from your land, El ha'aretz asher ereka, to the land that I am going to show you. However, if you look at the psukim, Hashem is lehavdil kiviyachol, Hashem is late to the party. What does that mean? If you look in that pasuk was Bereishis Perek Yud Bet pasuk Aleph. But if you look back in Bereishis Yud Aleph, Lamed Aleph through Lamed Bet, we see that Hashem may have been speaking to somebody who was already gone. Vayikach Terach et Avram beno ve'elot ben Haran ben beno. So Terach, the father of Avraham, took Avram beno, took Avram his son, ve'elot ben Haran, and Lot, the son of Haran, ben Beno, who was his grandson, ve'et Sarai Kalato, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, Eshet Avraham, the wife of Avram, ve'itzu itam me'or Kazdim, and he left with them from Or Kazdim, lelechet Arta Kena'an, to head out to Eretz Kena'an, ve'avo ad Haran ve'yeshivu sham. And they arrived in Haran, and they sat there. Ve'hu yimei Terach hamesh shanim u'ma'atayim shana ve'yamat Terach b'Haran. So, Terach picks up Avraham, his son. He takes Sarai, the wife of his son Avram, and Lot, his nephew, the son of Haran. And he takes the three of them, and they head out from Or Kazdim, and they arrive in Haran, and there they camp. And then it says that Terach died in Haran. So the question is, it seems like Avraham has already begun his journey. That prior to Hashem saying, Lech lecha me'artzcha mimoladetcha mibeis avicha, he had already left from moladetcha and mibeis avicha. He had already left the place where he had grown up, his birthplace, the home of his father. Now his father had picked him up and his wife and his nephew, and they had begun to travel towards Eretz Yisrael before Hashem ever commanded them to leave from Eretz Yisrael. So the question that I want to go through our three answers to today is, where was Avraham when Hashem commanded him Lech lecha? Had he already left? Was this Hashem's initiation through the commandment? Was this Avraham's initiation? Was this Terach's initiation? What is going on here? And the deeper question that we are going to come to understand through our exploration here is really, who is Terach and how did he relate to Avraham? Because we are going to see that there is one instance where we see that Avram leaves with Terach, and we are going to see we have the commandment, and it tells us that Avram picks up himself and his wife and Lot and the Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, and they travel to Eretz Kinaan. So we see that there are these two travels, one seemingly that Terach initiated, one seemingly that Hashem initiated. We are going to explore that, and through that, come to understand who is Terach and how did he relate to Avraham. So our first approach comes from Rashi. Rashi, as usual, is succinct and teaches us a very important lesson in his one short line. So Rashi says, commenting on Bereshis Yod Bet, Bet, Me'artzecha, V'halo kvar yatsa misham im aviv v'ba ad charan, hadn't he already left from his land, and hadn't he already gone and arrived in Charan with his father? Elokach amarlo, rather, this is what Hashem is saying to him. Hitrachik od misham v'tse mibis avicha. He is saying, distance yourself further from there and separate yourself from your father's home. The first step was, imagine they are all settled in Ur Kasdim. Terach, Avraham, Sarah, Lot, they're all living in Ur Kasdim. And Terach decides that they are going to leave Ur Kasdim. That itself we are going to explore in our next approach. But for the sake of Rashi's approach, we're just going to say that that makes sense, that Terach and his family picked up from Ur Kasdim and they made it to Charan. Hashem is then coming to Avram, and Hashem is saying, Lechacha, not just Me'artzecha, but Mimoladetcha u'mibeis avicha. He is working up to the primary point, the essence of what Hashem is really saying, which is, you need to now distance yourself from the home of your father. That it's not just enough to geographically leave the place where you grew up. But if you are going to want to establish yourself as different from your family, you are then going to have to really, truly disconnect from your father's home. So it's not enough that you and your father all left Me'artzecha. Rather, you really need to leave Mimoladetcha, Mibeis Avicha. Just like when Hashem commanded Avraham later on in his life and says, Kach et bincha, et yechidcha, et yitzchak. When Hashem works up and says, it's not just your son. It's not just your only son. It's not just the son that you love. Rather, Yitzchak. He works up through all the details higher and higher until he is at the most specific, the core, the essence of what he is speaking about. The same is true here. That just like there, it's not just that it had to be one of Avram's sons. It's not just that it had to be a son that Avram loved. It's not just that it had to be his only son. It's that it specifically had to be Yitzchak. So too here. It wasn't just that he had to leave a land, a geographical location. Rather, he had to specifically, the essence of what he had to do was disconnect from his father's home. So the approach of Rashi is the first approach. That yes, they began their journey originally with Terach. What Hashem is commanding Avram here is not only to geographically journey out of the land in which he grew up in, but to disconnect from his father's home. So I should have put up a map here. But they traveled from Ur Kasdim to Charan together. And then Avram and the rest of the entourage, minus Terach, Terach died in Charan, but Avram, Sarai, Lot, and all the people that they brought with them, they continue on, separating from his father's home, physically and mentally and spiritually. They are off on their own spiritual path at this point, disconnected from his father's home, disconnected from his upbringing. So that is approach number one. For approach number two, we are going to go into the Ibn Ezra. And the Ibn Ezra, if you look in the Ibn Ezra on Yud Aleph, Lamed Aleph, I want you to skip down one line. V'hanachon be'inai. We are going to begin there. V'hanachon be'inai. Sheparsha lechacha. Sheamar Hashem la'avram kodem zeh hapasak shehu v'yikach terach. Ibn Ezra, what he is going to do is he is going to rearrange the psukim. V'kamohu b'Torah v'achal b'chodesh hashini v'shna hashinit v'achar kin b'chodesh harishon. He describes how we have this concept of ein mukdam me'uchar b'Torah, and he quotes two psukim in Bamidbar that we are given the dates, and we clearly notice that chronologically they are out of order. V'ad she'amar hakatov lalachat arza kenan. That the goal is for them to go to Eretz Kanaan. V'asher ba'tarach al charan yashar hamakom ve'inav v'yashiv sham v'mit. So what happens here? If we look back at the psukim, what really happened was Hashem said, and the pasuk tells us. Excuse me, hold on one second. The pasuk tells us that Sarah did not have any children. That is immediately prior to where it says, Vayikach Terach et Avraham. So it says that Sarah does not have children, and the solution, understandably, is going to be that when she is in Or Kasdim, they are not going to have children. But with the idea of Mishanema Ko Mishanema Zal, that when you switch places, your mazel will change, in a sort of along this line, then it is made clear by the Mefarshim there that the solution to Sarah not having children is going to be in Eretz Yisrael, where Hashem promised that he will give Abraham children. So the Ibn Ezra switches it around. So he says, Sarai does not have children, that comes. But he says, as opposed to chronologically thinking that the next step was immediately, Vayikach Terach at Avram bino, that Terach took Avraham, his son. Rather, we have to flip it around. We have to say, really, the command from Hashem comes next. So Hashem has given us what the problem is. Sarai does not have children. Now Hashem is going to command, and Hashem is going to say, get up. The thing we need to do now is we need to leave the land. We need to go to the land that I am going to show you. So we would insert our pasuk there. Vayomer Hashem el Avraham, lechecha me'artzecha mimoladzecha mibis avicha el ha'aretz asher eka. Hashem's command would come in there that Avraham should pick up and he should leave his land. And then the Ibn Ezra says, now really chronologically, it says, Vayikach Terach at Avram Beno, Vet Lop and Haram Beno, Vet Sarai Kalato, and goes on and explains how Terach picked up the family and they left. So this makes a lot of sense, as opposed to saying, Sarai doesn't have children, Vayikach Terach. So now Terach took all of them and they leave. That would be the solution to the problem, is they get up and they leave. So that's why, idealistically, or based on the theme or the topics, it makes sense why those two are juxtaposed. But chronologically, what actually happened was in between those two things, Hashem commanded that Avraham should leave. But what is the point of putting it in such a confusing order? Besides for the fact that it was connecting the fact that they left to the reason why they left, which was the impetus was that Sarah did not have children, and the solution was that they should go to Eretz Yisrael, even if the command wasn't inserted there. But rather, I think that we learn something else extremely important from here. And that is why we touched upon this previously when we were reading through Rashi, and I said we were going to skip it until our next approach. But why in the world would Terach have left Or Kasdim? Terach was an important person. He was a dignitary. He was well respected. He was an important person in Or Kasdim. There is no reason why he should have gotten up and left. He doesn't need to be there for Sarai to have children. Hashem commanded Avraham, lechecha me'artzecha mimoladzecha mibeis avicha la'aretz asher eka. No mention of Terach, no make sure to bring your father. Specifically, it says, leave from your father's home. So why then does the pasuk insert there, vayikach Terach, that Terach took the entire family? And this is to point out to us maybe the most remarkable point from within this entire text, which is that Terach, who had at once been the biggest adversary of Avraham, had changed his ways. Terach had internalized the message from God, a God who until this point, Terach most definitely did not believe in. And at this point, it is clear that if we are reading it like the Ibn Ezra, that Terach not only heard a message from God, but internalized it and listened accordingly, that he acted in accordance to the word of God, and that is a tremendous insight into the psukim. How do we see this? How do we see that Terach did tshuva? Well, before we understand that he did tshuva, how did we know that he was an adversary of Abraham? Maybe he was his son's biggest supporter. So if you skip one source, skip the Midrash Tanhuma for a second and skip ahead to the Bereishis Rabbah. How do we know that Terach originally began as the biggest adversary of Abraham? So it says, Vayamad Haran al Panei Terach. In the pasuk, it tells us in Bereishis Yad Aleph Chavchet, it tells us that Haran, Lot's father, and not to be confused with Haran, but Haran, had died in the face of Terach Aviv. What does this mean? Rabbi Chiya bar Breya de Rav Ada de Yafo. Terach Ovid Slamim Haya. Terach was one who had worshipped idols. Chadzman Nafik La'atar. Hoshiv La'avram Mocher Tachtav. One time he had to step out, and he placed Avraham to sell there instead of him. Havate bar inish by diazabin, vehave amarle, bar kama shaninata. So when a man came in to buy an idol, not only did Terach serve idols, but he was a seller of idols. So when he left Avraham in charge of his store one time, and a man walked in, and Avraham asked the man, how old are you? And the man answered, vehave amar bar chamishin oshtin vehave amar. Amarle, Vailei Lahahu Gavra, Tehavi Bar Shin Bai Lemiskar Lebar Yome. So the man answers and says, I'm 50 years old. And Avram says, I Nebach to such a 50-year-old man who is worshiping something that was made a day ago. That's so sad. You're 50 years old and you're worshiping something that was created yesterday. Chazman atachad atita ta'ina biada chadafani chadisola. Next, a woman walked into the store and she brings with her a bowl of solet, a plate of flour. Amrale halach karav kadmehun. She says, can you bring it in front of one of the idols? Kamni save bisukla biade. So she said, can you offer it to them? He took a stick and he broke them and he put the stick in the hands of the largest. Kivanda ata ahuv amarle, man avid lehun kadin amarle, manach porminach, ata chada atata te'inale, chada panicha de solet. So when his father returned and he saw that this woman had brought this bowl of solet, there was this bowl of flour that had seemingly been offered as a karban to one of the idols, but all the other idols had been smashed, and the largest idol was holding in his hand a stick. When Avram's father came home, and he says, what have you done to them? And Avram says, I can't hide it from you. A woman came in with a bowl of solet. A woman came in with a bowl of flour and asked me to offer it to them. Hold on. Amar le lo yishmu aznich ma shepich omer. So he says, Avram says to his father, because it's Aramaic, it's a little bit confusing. So we're just going to continue this outside. I keep losing my spot. But what Avraham said to his father, he said, you wouldn't believe what happened. The woman came in with this plate of solat, this plate of flour to offer to them, and a fight erupted. One of the idols said, I need to eat first. Another one said, I need to eat first. And one took a stick and started smashing all of the other ones. And Avram's father said, what, you're making a joke out of me? Like, who do you think I am? Don't you think I know anything? And he says, like, don't you hear what you're saying? And Avram said, Avram responded to his father, don't you hear what you're saying? As if to say, you can't believe this story because you know that these idols aren't real. So if you don't think that they are even capable of smashing one another, you don't think they're capable of conversing with one another. You don't think that they're capable of doing anything because they are idols. Then how could you possibly worship such a thing, such a being? And Terach at that point took Abraham and he brought him to Nimrod. Nimrod said to Abraham, let us worship fire. And then Nimrod said, well, shouldn't we worship water which can put out fire? And Avram said, let us worship water. And Nimrod said, let us worship the clouds, which bear the water. Avram's making this whole thing into a joke, that Nimrod is suggesting they serve different forms of Avodah Zarah. And Avram is continuously shooting him down, making the entire thing seem ridiculous. Why would you serve water when you can serve clouds? Why would you serve fire when you can serve water? The whole thing makes no sense when you are serving animate objects, when you are serving things that are real. You can always debunk the idea that this has any godly features. So Avram said, you're just throwing around words. We can't worship anything. And Nimrod said, I am going to show you that we are going to worship fire. And he says, I'm going to cast you in to the a furnace of fire, and you will see how much your God is going to save you. So now Haran, his brother, was standing there also. He didn't know who he agreed with. And he says, if Avraham is victorious, if Avraham is successful and he comes out alive, I will say that I am following the beliefs of Avraham. But if Nimrod is victorious, if we see that Avraham does perish, then I will say that I am Nimrod's side. So when Avraham went into the fiery furnace and he was saved, Nimrod said to Haran, so now who do you believe in? And he said, I now believe in Avraham's ways. And at that point, in front of the face of Terach, Nimrod took Haran and threw him into the fire. But because he was not a man of true belief as well, he was killed in the fiery furnace. So this whole story, the story of the Kivshan Ha'ish, of Avraham trying to defend his beliefs and being thrown by Nimrod into the Kivshan Ha'ish, but being saved by Hashem, this entire story happens through the hand of Terach. The Terach, his father, completely and totally disagreed with everything that Avraham had come up with, the entire way that Avraham was trying to promote in the world. So Terach had begun as Avraham's greatest adversary. But then if we look back in the Midrash Tanchuma that we skipped, The Midrash Tanhuma tells us, Vilona Asaf Avinu Avraham, Achanisha Berisha Asat Tarach Aviv Tshuva. Avram Avinu could not pass away. He was not able to leave this world until he understood that Terach, his father, had done tshuva. Shene'emar, va'atatavol avotecho b'shalom. Hashem tells Avraham, you are going to join your forefathers in peace. How is it possible, if he and his forefathers had disagreed so vehemently, that Avraham, even in his death, would be able to join his forefathers in peace? Amar Avram lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam. Avram says before Hashem, kol ma shesigalti masim tovim b'olam hazeh. All of the masim tovim, all of the good deeds that I did in this world, eini holich etal avotai, they don't matter before my forefathers, because my forefathers so vehemently disagree with me. B'saro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu chayecha she'asa avicha tshuva. Hashem says to him, oy vey, let me assure you, Avraham, through my being, through me, Hashem, I assure you that your father did tshuva. So Hashem assures Avraham before his death that Terach, his father, in his lifetime, had done tshuva. And where do we see that? In the Pesukim, it is in our Pasuk, that where we are discussing who left first, who left from Or Kasdim and traveled to Haran, it was Terach. Because he had heard the command of God, and although he had at first been a great adversary of Avraham's entire new approach to the world, Avraham's new belief, his initiation of monotheism in the world, when push came to shove, Terach heard this commandment from Hashem. He saw there was an issue. His daughter-in-law was barren when they were living in Or Kasdim. He heard the command by God that was directed at Avraham to leave the land, to go to Eretz Yisrael, and there Sarai would be able to have a child. And it was at that point that Terach did tshuva. He switched from being an adversary of Avraham to wholeheartedly agreeing with Avraham's way of life. He was a Baal Tshuva. He was able to then say at that point that they were going to leave from Or Kasdim. He was going to leave his wealth. He was going to leave his fame, his fortune, everything that he had in Or Kasdim. He was going to uproot his life, and he was going to leave from Or Kasdim by the word of God. The Ramban has a problem with this. He says, if you go according to this approach, the Ramban says, but it seems like Avram is in charge, right? And then immediately after that, it says that Avraham left. However, in the Pesukim before, it says Vayikach Terach. So who really initiated? Was it really Avraham? Was it really Terach? What is really going on here? So the Ramban says, Me'artzecha mimoladetcha. Ramban originally quotes Rashi, and he says that it is the idea of Rashi that Avraham first had to leave physically, geographically from his home, and then the next step was to separate from his father's home. Rabbi Avraham Pirish, so now he's quoting the Ibn Ezra, the Kfar Amar Hashem el Avraham lechecha mi'artzecha, how the Ibn Ezra switches around the Pasuk. Ki adibor hazeh haya be'odenu be'or kazdim, this Pasuk of lechecha mi'artzecha was when they were still in Or Kasdim. V'sham tzivau la'asov arto v'moladeto v'beis aviv, asher sham v'inenu nachon. Ki em hayakach, haya Avraham ikar hanisiya. So he says, I have a hard time with what the Ibn Ezra says, because then it seems, in our pasuk, it seems like Avraham is the essence of the nisiya, of the traveling. And Terach sort of went along because that was his desire. But our pasuk previously said, Vayikach Terach at Avram bino. So what's going on? So the Ramban rectifies it by saying they left from Or Kasdim through the desire of his father, lalechat arta kenan, ve'od ki akatuv sha'amar ve'akachat avicham et Avraham me'iver hanar, ve'olecho to b'chol eretz kenan, haya ra'oi sha'amar ve'akachat avicham et Avraham me'or kasdim, ve'olecho to b'eretz kenan, ki misham lukech v'sham nitzave b'zeh, ve'od yiksha aleihem, Ki Avram b'tzavato et Eliezer lakachat isha libno. Amar lo, ki el artzi ve'el moladeti tilech, v'hu halach el aram naharayim. El im nachor, im kin, haya artzo b'moladeto, sham ne'amar, im lo abelta beit avi tilech, ve'at mishpati, ki sham beit avi v'mishpachto, shehi moladeto, lo ka'asher hishtabish, Rabbi Avram mumar el artzi charan. So basically, the Ramban goes through all of this, and he says that there were two steps in the travel. There was the travel from Or Kasdim to Haran, and there was the travel from Haran to Eretz Canaan. And what he's trying to say is that And he is proving that Abraham views Moladato, the land of his birth, as Haran, not necessarily Ur Kazdim, because when he sends Eliezer back to his homeland, or what he calls his homeland, in order to find a wife for Yitzchak further on down the line, he instructs him to go back to Haran. So there is sort of this two-part journey. Hu ha'omer kan kibu Ur Kazdim sh'ne'amar lo lechecha mi'artecha mi'ladetzcha mi'beis avicha v'hinei hu artzot rabot aval ha'ikar kvar yadato to mi'masha katavnu b'sefer shel Ebnezer. Ki charan hi artzo v'sham oladeto v'hi eretz avotav me'olam v'sham nitzavela asovotam v'kach amru b'berish yisra b'lech lecha echat me'artzam aram na'arayin v'echat me'aram na'achor v'tam lehazkir artzecha mi'moladetzcha mi'beis avicha ki yaksha al adam la'azov artzo asher hu yoshev ba v'sham o'avavariav v'kol shekin k'shehu eretz moladeto sh'sham nolad v'kol shekin Kiyesh kol bisaviv v'lelich hutzrach lomar lo she'azov hakol v'avodzeto et Hashem, et HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what we are saying is that it was Hashem commanded them when they were living in Ur Kazdim, lechecha me'artzecha mi'moladetzcha terach, and Avraham, and Lot, and Sarai all picked up at that point and left from Ur Kazdim. They made it to Haran, and there they were relatively settled. But it is there that the command kicks into Avraham, of lechecha me'artzecha mi'moladetzcha mi'beis avicha. It was one thing to geographically leave Ur Kazdim, and that they did together as family, al pi Hashem, they left via Hashem's command. But for Avraham, that was enough for Terach. That was enough for Terach to leave the land. But it really kicked in for Avraham once they were in Haran, that this is where they had now resettled. This is where they were comfortable. And Hashem says, lech lecha mibeis avicha, get up from your father's home. This is where the command kicks in for Avraham. So it was sort of a two-part approach. That the important, the opinion, our second approach is that what happened here is that they all left al pi Hashem, that the commandment was to everybody and it was prior to Vayikach Terach. But how come in one instance it seems as Terach initiated and in one instance it seems as if Avraham initiated? It was because it kicked in two parts. First, they all had to leave Ur Kazdim, and then specifically for Avraham, the most difficult, challenging part was to be able to leave Mibeis Avicha, to be able to leave his father's home, to be able to uproot himself once again and to continue on and finish the journey into Eretz Kanaan. So that is our second approach, was that the entire family left al pi Hashem. This is incredibly noteworthy because this gives us insight into the tshuva of Terach, that Terach had switched from the greatest opposition to Avraham to his greatest supporter, not only accepting that Avraham believed in Hashem, but he himself following the instructions of Hashem. But now lastly, for our third approach, the third approach is that of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrin, Hamamzer chayav bekvod aviv, someone who is a mamzer, so is an illegitimate child, a child that is born from one of the relationships that the punishment for that immoral relationship is karit. So a child who is a mamzer, chayav bekvod aviv v'moro, af al pisha hu pator al makuto. He is chayav to respect his father and to fear him, even though he is pater, he is excused from the iser of hitting him, v'kelaloto, ad she'yaseh tshuva, until he does tshuva. Afilu haya aviv rasha v'ba'al averos mechabdo v'mityarei mimeno. Even if his father is a ba'al averos, he should fear him and he should respect him. Ra'ahu over al divrei Torah, v'lo ya'amar lo abba avart al divrei Torah, elo yomar lo abba ktuv b'Torah, kach v'kach v'ki'ilu hu sho'el mimenu, v'lo kimazhiro. In Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam is giving us this incredibly difficult concept to understand, was that even if a father, and we are going to delve into this deeply in Halicha when we are starting with Hilchos Kibud Avayim, but there is a concept that even if your father is a Baal Avira, even if he has done tremendous Avira, you still are obligated to respect him and to fear him. And he says, you still may not correct him. You still may not rebuke him. There are still all of the rules of Kibud and Morehorim apply to even parents that are tremendous Baalei Aviros. So what does that have to do with our Psukim here? When Hashem commanded Avraham went to Terach his father and said, this is what God has commanded me. God has commanded me to leave from Eretz Ur Kazdim and to go to the land that he has shown me. And instead of the opposition, as we explained in the Midrash Tanhuma previously, Terach had been a Baal Tshuva. And at that point, he accepts what Avraham tells him. And he says, God wants us to leave. We are going to leave. Avraham was so impressed And this is a piece that is brought down by Rav Soloveitchik. Avraham is so impressed with the immediacy with which his father accepts the words of God that Avraham is not only excited that he is going to follow out the word of God, but he is going to appropriately make this seem like this has come from his father. It would be inappropriate, Avraham is teaching us, for him to seem like the leader in a situation in which his father was present. So instead of Avraham saying, I'm still the leader, this is God's commandment to me, God spoke directly to me, Avraham conducts the Exodus in a way that makes it appear as if it was the idea of Terach. So therefore, even though it was Avraham who received the commandment, and Avraham who in the end of the day is leaving, and who eventually follows through and fulfills the commandment of God, Terach only makes it to Charan, it's still the Pasuk begins with Vayikach Terach. And Rav Soloveitchik tells us a beautiful, beautiful point here. Rav Soloveitchik tells us that the Torah doesn't give us details of who led, how it happened, for the sake of us having historical accuracy. The Torah is not a history book. As David Ezra pointed out, we're not exactly sure, did Terach leave? Did Avram leave? What order did all these things happen in? Because the Torah is not a history book. And up until this point, the things we've read have seemed very historical in nature, that we are given the generations and we are given the descendants of everybody and we are given the events that lead until this point, the point of the birth of Avram, in which we enter into a different type of discussion in the Torah, which is more of a discussion of people and families and individuals and their experiences. So until this point, the Torah has seemed very historical. And at this point, Rav Soloveitchik says the Torah is pointing out to us that it is not the historical details that we are here for. Rather, we are here to learn from the characters featured in the Torah, their morals, their ethics, the way they connect to God. And Avram is teaching us this lesson here that Rambam brings out in Hilchos Mamrim. Terach was most definitely not a tzaddik, as we saw in the Midrash. He was the one that turned over his children. He was such an avid worshiper of Avodah Zarah. He sold Avodah Zarah to others. And we say even him, Avraham, showed such close attention to detail in the way in which he respected him. He was going to make sure that even if both of them left, both of them followed the words of God. Once Avraham saw that his father was going to listen to the words of Hashem, he not only wanted that to be apparent, but he wanted it to seem like this was even his father's idea, that his father was the leader in the situation. So Rav Soloveitchik is telling us that what really happened here, really, it was both of them. Avraham and Terach were both coming together. It wasn't that one was really the leader. One was really the follower. They both heard the command of God, and they were both going to leave accordingly. It wasn't that one had already happened and one happened afterwards. This was really going to be a joint effort. But in Avraham's tzidkus, in his righteousness, Avraham is teaching us a lesson of how to respect parents. That even Avraham, who had a father who one could definitely say was most definitely a Ba'al Avera, Avraham shows us from one of our first instances we see in the Torah, how to properly respect parents. So as Rav Soloveitchik says, this is going to set the tone for how we are going to look at Torah and how we are going to try to understand this text, not as a historical document, but as a guidebook for our lives, how to act as moral, righteous human beings. So just to recap, what were our three approaches today of what is happening here? It seems like Terach took his family out of Ur Kasdim. Then there was a command from Hashem to leave from the land that they were in and to go to Eretz Canaan. So what is happening here? Did Avram leave with Terach? Did Avram lead on his own initiative and direction by God? What is happening here? The first approach was Rashi is telling us it was two parts. There was the physically leaving from the land in which he grew up in. And then there was the creating, the break, the distinction between him and his father's home. This was Terach and the entire family had physically left from Ur Kasdim. But Rashi is saying that Hashem pushed Avram one step further. You need to completely disconnect from your father's home. So that was approach number one. It wasn't just about physically leaving. The physically leaving did happen with Terach. The emotional disconnection, that's what happened once Hashem commanded Avram Lech Lecha. The second approach is the approach of the Ibn Ezra, was that what we are reading is truly out of order. That really Lech Lecha, the commandment to leave, happened before Vayikach Terach. And the incredible lesson that we are learning from here was that Terach was a Ba'al Teshuvah, was that Terach listened to the words of Hashem, that really before Vayikach Terach was the command of God. So Terach listened to God and was able to finally listen and follow in Avram's ways. And he listened and left Ur Kasdim al pi Hashem, by the word of Hashem. The third approach was the approach of the Rambam, that the Rambam is telling us that we have a mitzvah to respect even those parents that are Baalei Avira. And this is what we are learning from Avraham. That Avraham, again, he is using the reworked psukim of the Ibn Ezra. And it is really interesting to see specifically in this year today how the approaches are not existing in a vacuum. They are working off of one another. So the Rambam, who of course came, would have been able to learn from the Ibn Ezra, he is building on, and he's saying with the reworked psukim, with the idea that the commandment came from Hashem before Terach left, he is saying really it was that they both had the idea. Hashem told Terach what Hashem had instructed him. Avram told Terach what Hashem had instructed him, and Terach was very ready to go along with it. But once they were in that situation of both of them were going to be following the words of Hashem, both of them were going to be setting out on this mission, even though Terach was a tremendous Baal Avira, Avraham is going to give him the credit. He is going to begin us on this journey and give us this lens through which we should look at Torah, not as a historical document of who led the mission, where did they go, and when did they leave, but rather, how are we supposed to treat parents? How are we supposed to interact with family members? And that is the important lesson that is meant to come out of this story. So as we head in through, now that we have this lens from Avraham, taking these lessons of A, having to disconnect from where we came from in order to truly grow sometimes, or being able to recognize the importance of someone's journey as a Baal Tshuva, or I think most importantly, this third approach, which is that this story of Lech Lecha and this slight confusion that we encounter right at the outset is giving us a lens through which to look at the rest of Torah, not as a history book, but rather as a way to constantly add and enrich and learn lessons for our lives.